What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go right back to the telephones here. Dick in Idaho, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Hey, I woke up this morning with an idea that came to me, and I'm crediting it to listening to your program for many years.
Okay.
But the I know that your program and those like it are causing the average citizen to rethink what is important and what really matters.
Mm-hmm.
Evidence is what happened November of 2016. And the following idea is a result of me listening. You know that you are over the target and getting a lot of flack because
yes.
of your focus on the money junkies. The independent media needs a calling card vis-a-vis a holiday where everybody pays with real money, coins being about the only thing left. The independent media and we the people would designate like a national coin day or a legal tender day so that from the beginning of the year until, let's say, April 14th, the day before Tax Freedom Day, everybody saves their coins. Then on April 14th or some other designated day, we only use coins to buy goods and services.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next month or 6 months or a year interval, we do another legal tender day plus one. And this would be sending a message that the people want real money. And the independent media could freely promote this as a public service announcement. And it could go across the board. It wouldn't have to be just RBN. You know, if the people out there could call in the other, news sources, the independent, that's what people are turning to now. And it was just a thought that came to me this morning. What do you think?
Well, it's an interesting thought, and if we still had coins that had intrinsic value, that would definitely be a good thing. Unfortunately, we don't. Whether it's the legal tender paper or the coinage, there's no intrinsic value. It's still all Federal Reserve funny money. But at some point in the future, I think we are going to see an American people who are responsive to the idea of a general strike, of just staying home for a week, not going to work, not filling out paperwork, not going to the bank, just stay home for an entire week. Gandhi used this to tremendous effect in India when he was trying to get Great Britain to get the heck out.
Yeah, whether it's salt or whatever, if we just had some means to show that, you know, we're mad as hell.
Yeah, we are, and we're not going to take it anymore.
Yep. Hey, I love your show. Keep it up, Michael.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here and switch over to Jack in Georgia. Aloha, Jack. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Good show.
Thank you.
Quick question. There is a bill requiring citizens to report the cash they have at home.
Yes.
There are rumors that it passed in the Senate. Is that
true? I don't know that it's actually passed, but that's kind of weird because, again, the origination clause of the Constitution is the bill has to pass in the House because it's a revenue measure. Then the Senate uh-huh. votes on it. I'll take a look at it here because... let's see, Senate 1241. Let's see if there's any headlines on it. Okay, I'm not seeing anything just yet.
In some kind of a not very reliable place, but I wonder, some general questions on that. Have you seen any limits on that? Did they put any limit on the amount of money or
Well, basically, the threshold is $10,000. If you have more than $10,000 and you do not report it to the government can seize absolutely everything that you own.
Has that been applied in any other countries that you are aware of?
No, I have no idea, but certainly it is. It's a very obvious move. They're trying to find some way for the American people to keep their money in the banks so the banks can use it to play their little scammer games. I think this is a stepping stone to the so-called cash-free society. But again, when you look at all the recent cases where the cash register, the electronic readers at supermarkets quit, people can't pay for their food, there is a compelling need for people to be able to have cash to conduct business during blackouts, during computer outages and the rest of it. This idea of making us dependent on these bank computer systems, which are not reliable, they're wide open to hacking and rigging. It is something that serves the interest of the bankers and its potential to cause tremendous harm to the general population, but they really don't care.
Right. I'm not sure the population is aware of that, or they keep talking about convenience, especially the young people. They know they don't understand anything, what may happen to them if they're cashless, or young people are not aware of this, of the dangers. And in Congress, I mean the U.S. Congress, what do you think will be the position of the various parties? Can you take a guess, or will there be reaction or pushback, or and from where?
I would like to see it. I mean, obviously, this bill is a major threat to cryptocurrencies, which represent a store of not necessarily a store of wealth, but represents a currency operating outside the banking sector. See, the actual law is that the Federal Reserve note is legal tender for all debts. There's no law that says it's the only one you can use. And during hard economic times like the Depression of the 1930s, certainly during the Civil War, local communities would print and issue their own currency, and it was perfectly legal of them to do that. And now they're trying to take that away, where they're going to make that Federal Reserve note the only currency you are allowed to use in order to cement your slavery to the private central bank.
Right. There was something similar happened in the early 1930s in Austria. I forget the name. Localities had their own money. Anyway, there is a lady has her own blog, Catherine Austin Fitz.
Oh, yes.
She knows a lot about money. I think it's a suggestion to invite her. And also this guy, Gerald Celente.
Yes, we've had them both on the show.
Yeah. She knows about bitcoins and all that. She knows about the flow of money, like very few people. And maybe you can ask her about this this bill. This I think they call it civil forfeiture or something like that.
Well, the name is basically couched in terms of stopping terrorists. Again, look at how all the money control laws so far have not been a hindrance to the CIA's drug running. Bill that is passed by the U.S. government, there will be some kind of a mechanism or a loophole where criminals are still going to be able to do what they want. All of these laws are here to constrain the law-abiding citizen, and the criminals are always going to find a way to around it. Look at all like the Panama Papers, BCCI, all these banks that are caught laundering money and transferring it for the criminals.
Right. I mean, I would think there's a lot of people in Senate and Congress who have reasons not to have such a law for their own dirty reasons. I mean, for their money here and there and all over the world and cash. I mean, they wouldn't welcome such a bill.
I think that would probably be the case. But, you know, Congress does write exemptions for itself
That would be too obvious, too shameless. Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Michael.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Rick in Arizona. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon, Mike. Yeah, as far as the economic collapse, you know, Every time I hear that, I think of Eustace Mullins. He was on a show like this one day, and somebody called in and said, "Eustace, when is this shell game going to crash? How long can they keep this shell game going?" And Eustace said, "As long as they got the shell."
Yeah.
So I don't know. You know, they've been talking about the crash of China's economy for 20 years, and nothing seems to ever percolate there. And as far as the last caller goes, as far as the cashless society, they may take the $120, the $100 bill out of circulation and see how that flies. I don't know if it will.
They're already talking about that. They're talking about taking both the 100 and the 50 out of circulation.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If you're out there dealing in drugs, you got to have a big old sack of paper notes that is going to be very visible to drug enforcement officers.
Yeah, but you know, look, at the people are getting what, I don't say they're getting what they deserve, but I don't see a ferocious resistance from people. I see people staring into their phones, and I think if they want to confiscate your money, I mean, I don't see them getting, I see them getting away with it. There was a guy.
They've been getting away with it for years, called civil forfeiture.
Yeah,
the police
exactly.
are stealing more from the American people than all the muggers and burglars and robbers put together.
There was a guy that got caught with a joint somewhere in the Midwest. He had $89,000 in cash on him. He claimed he was a poker player, which he could have been. But
yep.
one joint, now the feds are going after the money.
Yeah.
Under civil forfeiture. So, I mean, yep. I mean, the guy, I don't know. But, I mean, I just don't see a ferocious resistance out there against anything, Mike. I'm sorry.
Well, how much ferocious resistance did you see before the collapse of the Soviet Union?
Well, I mean, I guess it just collapsed economically, I guess.
That's exactly right. Well, it collapsed both economically. It collapsed economically from debt, and it collapsed politically because even though the Soviet citizens were not out there with torches and pitchforks, they knew that government had been lying to them, and they were not going to line up to try and support the Soviet government and save it from its own errors and mistakes. And I think that's the situation we're in right now. And by the way, I do not encourage any kind of a violent uprising of the American people, because if there's one thing this government is really, really good at, it's killing people. But the signs of imminent collapse are all over, whether you liken it to the decline and fall of the Roman Empire or, more recently, the collapse of the former Soviet Union. You can see the signs everywhere. All we have to do is be patient, and it's going to come tearing, it's going to come crashing down.
Well, I think, like the Soviet Union, I think the computer chip crashed the communist Soviet Union. And as far as I don't see a political end to what's going on here. I mean, the people that control this country killed their way to the top. If people are just not going to ever do anything about it, I just see them, you know, learning to live in their slavery. I mean, people adapt to the conditions that they're given. You know, I mean, all people are is in debt, and I don't see them out there. I don't see them out there, you know, protesting about it. I mean, look
well,
at all the people going to college.
They
just
they
keep walking into that debt factory. You know, they keep going in every fall.
Hey! Let me cut in here a little bit. There's a lot of protesting going on out there. The corporate media doesn't want you to see it. We're still hearing about all these protests and riots out there in the California university system. But again, it doesn't serve the agenda of the ruling elite. Therefore, you're not going to be told about it.
All right, Mike. Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Mike in Alaska. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I want to mention on the drug stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know how it is in Hawaii, but I think that Alaska is an interesting example of kind of proving where the stuff is really coming from, sort of getting to the bottom of it, because
yeah.
It's actually quite easy to control what comes in here with the limited number of roads and the border with Canada and things like that. There's not a lot of ships going in and out that are, you know, there's some cargo and military stuff, but it's not really, really high volume. But in the last few years, even before I started listening to your show, there's been a huge, huge uptrend of heroin.
Yeah.
And
it's all over the country.
Go down,
both illegal
and
prescription opiate addiction, that's the new norm.
Right. And here, you know, if you live out of the city, you need to take your trash to like a transfer site. You throw it in a big bin, and the truck comes and empties it into itself and takes it to the landfill. And
mm-hmm.
they're always shooting up down at the we call them the free store, because some people are like to go in there and pull things out. If someone throws away something that isn't really trash,
yeah.
You got all these hoarders and people like that. But, you know, I'm just throwing away my eggshells, and there's someone shooting themselves up or whatever. And I just thought it would be an interesting observation. Places like Hawaii, Alaska, smaller areas are really good to look at to say, okay, if we truly believe that everyone's cooking this on their kitchen stove or whatever the explanation du jour is for where this stuff comes from, you know, we have to look at Afghanistan as far as where's the raw material coming from, you know, where,
yes.
You know, those things don't grow here. Okay, so you can use basic logic, and then even if something can be created in the household or, you know, use the match boxes or whatever they do, and there's all these other drugs, I don't use them, so I don't know. But
yeah.
At the end of the day, you can realize there's just so much of it around that it's not being made at in these quantities in this location. And it's also not being driven from, you know, Yukon Territory, Canada, or shipped from Honolulu on a macadamia nut or a coffee, you know, with the good stuff from Hawaii, the good
yeah.
fruits and veggies we need. It's not going on with ships, so where is it coming from? And,
well, we don't know that. I mean, especially when you're dealing with a container ship, you don't know what's in every container. There's supposed to be a manifest, but you pay off the right people, especially if you're connected with the CIA, and the stuff comes on in. And getting on back to what was being detailed in America's War on Drugs, there's a lot of airplanes being used, and of course airplanes are very popular up in Alaska to get from point A to point B. But you're absolutely right. Opium abuse, both illegal and prescription, is just exploding in this country. Again, it does appear that much of the raw opium continues to come out of Afghanistan. There are probably other places as well. I'm sure that over in the Golden Triangle in Burma, they haven't gone out of business over there either. But it really is completely out of control. And again, we have American drug lords. And that was one of the big things that came out of America's War on Drugs, that the drug lords are not all these sweaty men living on mountains in South America. They're right here among us.
Absolutely. One good thing we've got going here is the cannabis and the medical marijuana. I'm not a smoker, but you know, if you got stage 5 cancer or whatever, or you got a need, or you just want to use it, and it's none of my business, I don't mind you doing that. And we have some pretty funny people that will go, you know, into the city councils and things like that and say, you know, you just approved this liquor license in a retirement home or whatever. You know, this is the number one drug. I mean, there's the illegal narcotics and then the pain pills and stuff. There's also alcohol. And
yeah.
I'm not a prohibition guy, but, you know, you don't need a bar on every, you know, every corner. And then they just kind of happily go along as, okay, let's approve this transfer. Let's move this here. Let's give the old people some booze. And they immediately passed a tax for the medical marijuana people, even before
yes.
they opened up the dispensary or had any business. They said, okay, 5%, 10%, what can we get out of these people? They don't even let them improve. You know, most businesses fail. They don't let them make money a couple of years and then say, well, we'll have a 2% tax. They tried to shut them down from the get-go. So when people point those things out and say, well, actually, the number one drug in this town is alcohol, not medical marijuana, you know, the trolling sometimes, that's all you can do, to just kind of laugh at them and say, this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it
that's
is.
That's just my thought on the drug situation, Mike.
Well, again, it's all driven by money, and you have big alcohol, big pharma, big tobacco are all at war for the lion's share of the recreational intoxicant market, and obviously marijuana is their common enemy. So we're going to let you go here and take a break.
Thanks,
for
Mike.
Commercials. Thank you very much for the phone call. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to take another phone call. Linda in Massachusetts. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Oh, you got the greatest show. You really do. I went on hold when about three callers back, the gentleman said, I woke up this morning with an idea, and you were so patient to listen to his idea. And I'd like to add to his idea.
Okay.
I thought he was going to where I'm going to go now, and I think he would like it. I hope maybe he calls you back at some time and let you know if he does. People save up their coins, like somebody like myself, who can't donate to RBN, and puts that into dollars on the 14th of April, and sends it to RBN. I mean,
I love that idea.
Thank you. Okay, what I called about was the liberal media or whatever kind of media it is that's the mainstream media is pushing this narrative with Obama knowing about the Russian spying in August, I would guess it was, in
yes.
2 months before October. Okay, so, and the preposterous notions and things that are being put out there as excuses. Now, if our intelligence agencies informed Obama that there was hacking going on, the immediate responsibility, in my opinion, and I would think that this would be other Americans' opinion, we pay these billions of dollars to these agencies to protect us. So they immediately should have notified every single state on what to do to prevent any further possible hacking or tampering with elections. What they say, somebody said it's because the investigation wasn't done yet of who it was. Well, it doesn't matter who it was. It mattered that they had knowledge that our elections were being tampered with, so they say.
And you're right, there was no reaction to it at all. The dog did not bark.
No, it didn't bark because, you know, we all know why. We know why. We know because it's the whole story is preposterous is the best word I can come up with. But
that's a good word.
Okay. And, you know, every single thing. Now, if you combine this idea that our intelligence agencies and the President of the United States knew that our elections were being tampered with and did not do anything to prevent that, with the FISA report about the abuses of unmasking and so on and so on, everything points back to what has been going on here, and it is devious, and it is just a terrible thing to not transfer power to the elected president, and it's not pointing at Donald Trump. It is not.
No, it isn't, and we've already gotten confirmation that Hillary and Podesta and Obama came up with this Russia hacked the election the night Hillary lost, and they just said, well, we'll say it was Russia, and they were just desperate to find some way to try and undo the election and put in Hillary, and it's failed miserably, and now they're stuck. They have to maintain that lie. And the face of all these people are saying, well, why didn't this happen? Why didn't that happen? We're not seeing any of the actual actions that would suggest this narrative has any truth. There's no proof of the hacking. There's no proof anybody tried to do anything about the hacking. And so all they can do is they're treading water on this one is what they're doing.
It's really awful. I mean, Comey sits there and testifies, I believe, with the head of the NSA that that this private CrowdStrike did the investigation on the DNC computers, and this
yes.
is when they became sure it was Russia. But now they're telling another story. They knew, but President Obama knew months and months and months before. Not just why. I mean, I know Trump likes to tweet this stuff out, but why wasn't something done to protect the people in the election systems of the United States? It's not on Russia to protect us. It's not on anybody trying to hack us.
Here's the question behind that. Why don't we have an honest, fair, unriggable election system? The one we have now is wide open to fraud, and now they're going to whine and cry and complain. Thank you for the phone call. Linda, we're going to let you go and
Thanks.
Take a break for commercials.
Bye.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. ANGIOPRIM. angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Getting on back to computer stuff here. Very interesting article. This is from Scribblers.com, and it's quoting a report from Online Trust Alliance, and it's pointing out that consumer sites like Twitter and YouTube have some of the best security practices, but most U.S. government websites fail basic cybersecurity tests. They're just not taking care of that stuff. And we have, of course, this story about how computers at the State Department were hacked by pro-ISIS hackers who defaced the websites and put up whatever it was that we're going to put up over there. Now, Linksys has issued a security advisory in response to the revelations of CIA exploitation. And if you think your router firmware has been compromised by the CIA, and probably a lot of it has, there is a firmware update available at linksys.com/support. Do you remember the Intel Pentium chip when it first came on out? It was this amazing chip and was put into a lot of computers, went on out there, and all of a sudden somebody discovered it actually had a flaw in the hardware. which was producing mathematics errors, and they had to go with a software patch and work around. You know, once it's in the hardware, that's basically it, which is why most modern chips are now coded with what's called microcode. And what that means is you've got your application level where your tools are being made, then there's the operating system, then there's the BIOS, and then you get to the CPU, and the CPU has its own programming language called microcode. So if the chip goes out there with a problem, they can alter the microcode. Turns out that's going to be a very, very good thing because Intel's Skylake and Kaby Lake CPUs apparently have a critical hyper-threading flaw. And apparently the word has already gone on out to people who are using these high-end chips, turn off the hyper-threading because it can just go into complete meltdown, damage your software, damage your data, and you can turn the feature off in the system BIOS, and apparently this is affecting the Xeon V5, Xeon V6. So, again, the stuff gets sold out there before they're really sure it is going to work here. Now, over in Germany, you would think the police there would be out there chasing down migrants who are committing rapes and burglaries and so forth and so on. Well, you'd be wrong, because apparently German police raided 36 homes looking for people that said something mean online. Oh, my goodness. They said a nasty online. Send the cops after them. And aren't you glad now the Supreme Court has ruled there is no hate speech exception to the First Amendment? You can say whatever you want. Again, courtesy, respect. But yeah, you can. All right, we're going to grab a phone call. Tony in Puerto Rico, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Listen, I have a quick comment. I saw an episode on the History Channel about opium. And, you know, you learn something new every day, right? I learned that Alexander the Great gave opium to soldiers so they could keep marching. And my question is this. You know, Alexander the Great died young. Did he use it, and he probably died of an overdose? What do you think?
Well, until they find his body, they're not going to be able to find down out. But, yeah, drugs were big business back there. Alexander the Great, on the night before a battle, would throw bales of marijuana onto the soldiers' campfire, get them all relaxed and mellow.
All right. Yeah, the guy was way ahead of his time. He was a genius, a military genius.
He certainly was, and he was very aggressive. But again, when you look at the part of the world where he was, opium was commonplace, marijuana was commonplace. They were the drugs of the day. The reason there has been so much bloodshed around that eastern end of the Mediterranean was that was the transit point for Turkish opium to go south into Africa and Egypt, various other things coming on back there. By the way, they have actually found in the mummies of the pharaohs traces of cocaine. And, of course, then as now, the only place you can get it is Central and South America. So that right there pretty much proves that the Egyptians were crossing the Atlantic long, long, long before Leif Erikson and Christopher Columbus did.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks a lot, Tony. We're going to let you go here. Getting on back to the news. Now, down in Miami-Dade, the police were planning this wide-area surveillance system where they were basically going to have these loitering aircraft overhead with high-resolution cameras and wide-angle lenses just watching, 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 watching. And the citizens of Dade County said absolutely not. There was a huge outcry. That these cameras were peeking into people's backyards where people may be doing things that were perfectly legal to do, but they don't want them on camera, such as ladies sunbathing or things like that. And so the Florida cops have now had to shut it down. We've reached a point now where it's time to start complaining about what's going on and how we're being treated. It really is. Now, story that is coming out of Daily Mail in Great Britain, and this really illustrates the decline in education all over the world, the dumbing down of society. Apparently over at St. Albans High School for Girls, Jenny Brown, who's head of that school, is saying that the general certificate of secondary education, basically the certificate that says you pass the education, that the number of subjects ought to be cut from the present 11 subjects down to 5, saying that it was making the students too stressed out to have to study for so many subjects here. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I'm just calling emphasize the interesting point that that for months and months, Trump was not under investigation, and yet they would not release the media, the FBI, everybody would not release the information that he was not under investigation. And now that Hillary and Podesta and Rice and all these other people are under investigation, they're not saying anything at all.
No, they're not, except for the New York Post and Fox News. The fact that Bernie, Hillary, and Loretta Lynch are all currently under FBI investigation, it's a non-story. You don't need to know that stuff. You're supposed to love Hillary. You're supposed to believe Loretta Lynch. Now, I understand the situation with Bernie Sanders may relate more to his wife than to him, so let's be a little bit fair on that. But, yeah, absolutely, we're seeing the deep state moving to protect its own.
Mike, I've been of the opinion from the beginning that this whole thing with Russia was because Obama was so absolutely lawlessly surveilling everybody, including, like, using the IRS against his political opponents, using the intelligence agencies against his political opponents. And then once he realized that he was going to get lose and that this information would fall to the Trump, then all at once the Russians come into play. And he had to go back and say, oh, you know, it happened way back when, you know, because of the FISA warrants. And it was even, obviously, it was even before that. But they started to get worried with the FISA warrants.
Yes.
Because they didn't do anything at all.
Well, the FISA warrant was obtained on the basis of that Russia dossier, which we know now was a complete fabrication from top to bottom.
That was their cover story, Mike.
Yep.
You know, that was their cover story. And so now, hopefully these investigations, and of course the media, who campaigned, gave them huge money, gave Hillary all their endorsements and everything bad about Trump, everything good about Hillary, you know, they're complicit, they're glad to go along with this ridiculous false narrative. It's just, it's an exercise in absurdity, really.
Mm-hmm. It really is, absolutely. Anything else?
No, that's it. I just wanted to get that off my chest.
All right. Well, Peter, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Now, getting on over to the Health Ranger, we all know that the water crisis in Flint, Michigan, made the issue of less than pure, clean water coming out of our faucets a national issue. And that was exacerbated by the fact that further investigation has shown it's not a problem that is confined to Flint, Michigan. It's all over Michigan, a lot of other places. Frankly, if you're concerned, I would suggest strongly you go to YouTube. You can get for about $20-$30 a water safety testing kit for your home. We had one here in Hawaii, as it turns out, except for the exceptional hardness, which makes sense. We're sucking it out from inside a dead volcano. We have very good water coming out of our faucets, but a lot of people don't. Health Ranger put up a list of test results for 364 more water samples from areas across, and showing the numbers are higher in many cases than the limits allowed by the USDA. And so it's a widespread problem. Now, an investigation by USA Today identified almost 2,000 additional water systems in all 50 states where testing has shown excessive levels of lead contamination over the past 4 years. Now, what are the symptoms of lead contamination? Disorientation, loss of cognitive ability. Seem to be a lot of crazy people running around this country right now. I wonder what the lead contamination for the water in Washington, D.C. is. That's a good question here. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Mateus in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I wonder what the lead contamination was in the Roman Empire.
Oh, it was horrible. It was a horrible problem. Not only were they using lead for the plumbing, it was used to make dishes and goblets. I mean, when you're talking about the excesses of Nero and Caligula, they were clearly suffering from lead poisoning toward the end there.
Yeah, so just another correlation there to that apt analogy.
Yep.
Hey, I have two inventions and one something about money I wanted to mention. So one invention is for your show. How about if you have two towers and each of those are simultaneously setting up your connections for your program through Skype, but one of them is muted, and it could just be either manual or a simple program that if anything ever goes wrong with one of them, the other one just kicks in, unmutes.
Well, I would love to have a system in duplicate. That is impractical for me right now, both because of the financial costs and just space limited. Now, I do have a spare... let me back up here a little bit. I have my main desktop machine here where I have the web development area and everything, and I do run Skype on a separate standalone laptop for which there is a backup.
Right. Yeah, I don't know how easy it would be to make it two Skypes going at the same time.
Well,
and one of
really
them muted so you don't get an echo.
Well, I don't know that RBN would be able to handle that. It would certainly limit our ability to take calls and guests on that second Skype channel. But again, in this case, with this other laptop, it's basically swap over two cords and the Ethernet connection, and we're up and running.
Okay, cool. Hey, so the other invention was regarding Trump's initiative for infrastructure expansion in the area of air traffic control?
Yes.
So this would be a perfect application for VR. So the air traffic controller, you know, sits in a chair with the VR on, and what he sees is it looks like he's sitting in like an inner tube, like a little tiny UFO, and the perimeter of the tube is a compass, and basically, you know, it just reconstructs the environment. He can look down and see the Earth way down there, and he can look up and see the airplanes, and that would take away a lot of the stress that causes these poor people to crack under pressure.
Well, I disagree because, first of all, modern air traffic control radar, the display is already about as simple as can be made. And I think turning it into VR and adding perspective and everything back into it, it's going to actually make it harder to interpret that information. The degree of pressure has to do with the fact that there is a lot of traffic and not enough air traffic controllers. The system needs to be redesigned, starting with the terminal control area itself, breaking it into smaller and smaller zones with a separate air traffic controller managing each zone, and that would reduce the workload.
Well, like I said before, you're a tough nut to crack. Okay, third time lucky. Let's see if I'm lucky here at the third idea.
Okay.
Okay, so the reason that you do not have to pay your wife to take out the garbage or to pick up the kids from school is because you love your wife and money is not required to get the other person to do something for you. But if you don't love somebody, that's where money comes in, where you're like, I want you to fix my toilet, but I don't love you. Oh, okay, here's some money. Someone else will help you out in the future. And so basically money is a way that we coordinate people that we don't love doing stuff for us. And which kind of brings into a question of why do we have to pay our kids an allowance to do chores. But the main point is that...
Well, hang on here. I mean, obviously, that's the core of commerce, buying goods and services from other people with the money. The reason you give your children an allowance is to give them experience learning how to handle and manage their money and correct some bad habits before they leave the home and get into trouble out there in the world. That's the reason you give your kids an allowance.
Yeah, that's true. I wasn't too serious about that part. But so basically, this gets into like a theory I have about morality of wealth. And so if you have a whole bunch of money that you inherited, for example, or found or stole, what that means is that thousands of other people are going to be serving you. And you didn't really do anything that justifies the effort that everyone's making for you. You kind of have to imagine the world like we all do the same things that we normally do, except just magically the money is not there, but we're all still doing the same stuff. It's all who is serving who. And so when the Federal Reserve just prints up a whole bunch of fake money, what that's doing is it's causing the masses of the people to have to serve them.
It's a system of enslavement.
Wherever that money goes.
It's a system of enslavement. We got to take a break for commercials. Mateus, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. We'll be back with the last segment of our program today after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Erica, welcome back to our show here. I'm watching on Fox News, and they're still going back and forth over the GOP health care bill. Obviously, the Democrats like things just the way they are. So do the health insurance companies that wrote the Affordable Care Act. And they're out there just screaming and crying that children are going to be dying in their beds if we touch Obamacare. It really is turning into a circus. Like the Russia allegations, I'm getting sick and tired of just hearing about this stuff. Now then, little kudos for SpaceX, who managed to do a double launch and recovery in 48 hours. And they're using recycled Falcon 9s. They're starting to really do a good job. I wonder if SpaceX would be interested in working on the idea of some kind of a garbage collector for low Earth orbit, because especially if the U.S. is going to start going to war in low Earth orbit, one will eventually be needed. Little warning article coming out of the Daily Mail in Great Britain. Apparently, there's a report out signed by 200 scientists warning that the antibacterial chemicals found in soap, lunchboxes, and exercise mats might be causing more harm than good, especially harming pregnant women, and even worse, apparently these antibacterial chemicals really aren't all that good at killing the germs. So, again, they just put the stuff out here. Another story about statins. We've heard bad things about them. A recent study by researchers from the Penn State College of Medicine is basically saying the use of statins may increase a person's susceptibility to Parkinson's disease. And finally, kind of an interesting story of conspecific teaching in the wild. Apparently up in the Bering Sea, the killer whales have all of a sudden realized that those fishing trawlers dragging these miles and miles of line with hooks on them are a great way to get a free meal. And more the whales are beginning to actually chase those boats and simply snack off whatever is caught on the hooks. And it's a big problem for the fishermen. They don't know what they're going to do. The whales are coming on up there, and they're just having themselves a little snack and skedaddling all the way. Apparently, over in Oregon, they actually had a bill, Senate Bill 494. Thank goodness it was voted down. But apparently, the bill, if it had passed, would allow dementia and mentally ill patients to be starved to death. And the Oregon Right to Life group declared victory, and yeah, absolutely, that was a victory. The fact that somebody even considered a solution to mental illness and dementia, to starve somebody to death, it's one of the most painful ways you can go. I mean, what are these politicians thinking? I thought Oregon was this laid-back, easy-to-get-along-with place. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I got to do Jim Goddard's show up in Vancouver. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please donate if you can. Take what you learn here from the radio show on the website. Share it with everybody that you know. We need to start waking people up to the true nature of the government of this land. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.